Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Investor news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. CU OTCQX-URAF Rapid SXTM targets RE bottlenecks with scalable solution. Ucore Rare Metals, listed on the TSXV as UCU and on the OTCQX as URF, is leveraging its Rapnology to address bottlenecks in rare earth element processing. The company is well-positioned as the Trump administration aims to boost domestic critical minerals production. Rapid SX offers significant advantages over traditional methods, processing REEs at least 3 times faster with a smaller physical footprint. Ucore's vision includes disrupting China's control of the North American REE supply chain through strategic partnerships and the development of processing facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Alaska. For more information, visit www.ucore.com.
Investor news breaks: Trilogy Metals Inc., NYS American, TMX, TMQ, poised as AI and electrification reshape copper markets. Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, is positioned for opportunity as AI data centers are projected to consume more than 4 million tons of copper by 2035, intensifying global demand. Through Ambler Metals LLC, its 50-50 joint venture with South32, Trilogy controls the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The district hosts volcanogenic massive sulfide and carbonate replacement deposits containing copper, zinc, lead, gold, silver, and cobalt. AI-driven data centers, combined with renewable energy and electrification, are reshaping copper's demand profile. With a 50% stake in one of North America's most prospective copper districts, Trilogy Metals is well-positioned to benefit. Its high-grade deposits, strong partnerships, and supportive policy environment provide a foundation to meet the challenges of a tightening copper market. As the global shortfall looms, projects like Arctic and Bornite could play a vital role in securing future supply.
Uncommon, Dom announced full entitlement, pre-leasing of 1 million plus square foot Southern California industrial facility. Dom Commercial Real Estate Services announces the full entitlement and pre-leasing of the Apple Valley AV 1 million distribution center in California. The state-of-the-art industrial facility is part of a 550-acre master plan project by Uncommon Developers. With features like modern infrastructure and excellent connectivity to major transportation routes, the property is ideal for large-scale distribution, manufacturing, and logistics operations. The High Desert North Inland Empire region's business-friendly environment and skilled labor pool make it an attractive location. The facility will have 219 dock-high doors, EV charging stations, and 8,000 amps of power, expandable to 16,000 amps. For more information, contact Rick John at 909-91001 or rj at domcommercial.com and Dan Foy at 909-912-009 or dan.foy@domcommercial.com.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, poised to gain from Alaska land road policy shifts. Trilogy Metals Inc. is poised to benefit from recent policy shifts in Alaska. The overturning of the Central Yukon Resource Management Plan and advancements in the Ambler Access Project are key developments for the company. These changes unlock millions of acres for development and pave the way for the proposed 211-mile road connecting Trilogy Metals projects. These moves reduce regulatory obstacles and enhance the prospects for Trilogy Metals' copper-dominant polymetallic projects. The recent legislative actions mark significant inflection points for the company, setting the stage for increased value and growth opportunities.
How data centers, AI, are driving copper demand in America. Copper's importance in modern infrastructure, including data centers and AI, is driving demand in America. The metal's conductivity is crucial for electric vehicles, solar panels, and wind turbines. To meet this demand, mining firms new copper mines and expanding operations. Exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., OTPQBHF, are also in the mix. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on global mining and resources sectors, offering access to various wire solutions, syndication services, press release enhancements, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Massimo Group Mamo: How Strategic Expansion is Redefining Distribution. Massimo Group Inc. has strategically expanded into Oregon and Arkansas, adding over 100 big box retail locations to enhance market penetration. Their Vietnam manufacturing partnership ensures supply chain diversification and cost efficiency. Operational improvements have reduced lead times, enabling Massimo to scale effectively during peak demand cycles. This shift towards flexibility and diversification is evident in the power sports industry, with companies like BRP Inc. expanding production globally. By diversifying operations, power sports companies can better manage supply chain risks. For more information, visit Massimo Group's websites. This press release contains forward-looking statements and should be evaluated as such, considering the risks and uncertainties involved.
UGI scheduled to begin service line upgrade next week in Nanticoke. UGI Utilities Inc. is set to replace a service line on East Main Street in Nanticoke on Tuesday, September 23rd. The system upgrade is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. Work at 7173 East Main Street is expected to last 2 days from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. 7 customer meters will be moved from inside to an outside location, causing an interruption to natural gas service. UGI will need access to properties to inspect and relight equipment. The company is also working to minimize the impact on a recent beautification project site by cutting smaller holes in pavement for access and temporary restoration. Final restoration will occur later, using a method that creates a seamless bond between the new and existing asphalt. UGI Utilities Inc. serves over 760,000 customers.
.i scales up, new hardware orders and Puerto Rico plant mark next phase of growth. .i, a leading IoT and AI-based SaaS company, has secured $1.27 million in new orders for its hardware platform, indicating continued growth and market demand for its asset intelligence solutions. To meet this demand, .i will expand operations at its Puerto Rico manufacturing facility by adding a second shift and capital equipment. CEO Ed Nabrotsky stated that these orders validate their vision of transforming asset management with AI solutions. The Puerto Rico facility serves as the central manufacturing hub for .ai's innovative technology, creating skilled jobs and supporting various industries. .ai's solutions offer predictive intelligence and seamless integration with existing infrastructure, driving revenue growth and operational efficiency. The company's expansion in Puerto Rico demonstrates its commitment to high-tech manufacturing and economic growth on the island.
Tin In Holding AG, with strong first half of 2025 on profitable growth path. Tin In Holding AG, the vertically integrated hospitality platform for standardized ESG hotels in German mid-sized cities, achieved key strategic milestones in the first half of 2025. The company recorded approximately 12,823 overnight stays across its 5 operating hotels, representing a 34% increase compared to the same period last year. Occupancy rose to 72.1%, while the average daily rate increased to €77.06. In H1 2025, Tin In generated revenues of €3.7 million with an EBITDA margin of approximately 36%. The management board confirms its guidance for the full year 2025, expecting total output of around €14 million and EBITDA of approximately €4.1 million. Tin In also plans to double the number of operating locations from 5 to 10 by year end, aiming for further progress in smart factory automation to enhance project-level returns on capital. Viromed Medical AG, successful ISO 34485 certification paves the way for market launch of ViroCap in October 2025. Viromed Medical AG has successfully received the ISO 13485 certification, allowing them to launch their ViroCap medical device in October 2025. This certification marks Viromed as an approved medical device manufacturer, giving them the ability to independently market their products. The CEO, Yuwei Perbant, sees this as a significant milestone, providing new revenue potential and a competitive edge. The ViroCap product range includes derma and med devices for dermatology and wound treatment, as well as a veterinary device. The lightweight ViroCap offers contact-free treatment using cold plasma technology. With this certification, Viromed is well positioned to enter the market quickly and tap into growth opportunities in the medical field. Mining News Breaks: LaFleur Minerals Inc., OTCQB, LFLRF, eyes sulfide-rich mineralized zone in Swanson Drill Core. LaFleur Minerals, listed on the CSE as LFLR and on the OTCQB as LFLRF, is making significant progress with its Swanson drilling program in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt near Val-d'Or, Quebec. The company recently completed 7 diamond drill holes totaling 1,764 meters, with 3 already sampled and sent for analysis. CEO Paul Tenier expressed optimism about the sulfide-rich mineralized zone encountered in one of the holes, with results expected soon. LaFleur is focused on advancing its Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill, both showing great potential for long-term value. The company's fully permitted Beacon Gold Mill can process over 750 tons per day, positioning it well for future operations. Terra Innovatum signs supplier MOU with Konuar for key solo micromodular reactor components. Terra Innovatum has signed a memorandum of understanding with Konuar, a global component manufacturer and fuel supplier for critical components for the solo micromodular nuclear reactor. This partnership aims to strengthen the global supply chain and expand into the Latin American market. Konuar, with over 40 years of expertise, will supply coolant tubs, control rod mechanisms, fuel rods, and more. The companies will also explore setting up a manufacturing hub in South America. Terra Innovatum's solo reactor, designed for simplicity and safety, aims to provide scalable and affordable nuclear power solutions globally within the next 3 years. It offers CO2-free power for various applications, including industrial operations and medical research. Design Group Americas receives court approval for value-maximizing sale transactions. Design Group Americas, Inc., and its domestic subsidiaries have received approval from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas for the sale of certain assets in various business segments. These transactions include sales to Wipe Holdings, LLC, Advantis Corp., Carousel Worldwide, CBC Group, Inc., and American Greetings Corporation. The company's CEO, Sue Buchta, expressed satisfaction with the outcome, emphasizing the importance of these agreements in allowing the business to thrive under new ownership. Chief Strategy Officer Brett Anderson highlighted the careful planning and engagement that led to these value-maximizing transactions. The company will work with buyers to ensure a smooth transition, with closings expected by year-end. DGA remains committed to serving its customers during this period of transition.
Rock Breaks: Nicola Mining Inc., TSEC, HLIA, OCHIF, gains lease extensions and reports gold shipments in Noble Capital Markets coverage. Nicola Mining Inc., listed on the TSEC VFSE and OTCQB, has secured a 5-year extension for 6 mining leases at its new Craigmont property, adjacent to Teck Resources' Highland Valley Copper Mine. The company has also initiated a 4,000 to 5,000-meter diamond drill program at the site. In a recent development, Nicola reported shipping 707 ounces of gold concentrate, generating approximately $2.3 million in gross proceeds. This was supported by upgrades to the Merritt Mill. The coverage was provided by Mark Reichman, Managing Director and Equity Research Analyst at Noble Capital Markets. Nicola Mining Inc. is a junior mining company with a 100% owned mill and tailings facility in British Columbia, processing gold and silver mill feed. The company also owns high-grade copper and mineral properties in the region.
Powerbank Corporation, CBOCN, FSEGY2, advances community solar projects in Skaneateles, New York. Powerbank Corporation, a developer and owner of renewable energy projects, has secured municipal approvals for two 14.4-megawatt solar projects in Skaneateles, New York. These projects will repurpose industrial brownfield sites in Onondaga County, supporting New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. Pending approval from the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, construction will begin, providing clean energy to the grid. Subscribers will earn credits on their electricity bills monthly. With over 100 megawatts of completed projects and a 1-gigawatt pipeline across North America, Powerbank is making strides in advancing community solar initiatives.
10th Avenue Petroleum announces results of the annual general and special meeting. 10th Avenue Petroleum Corp. announced that all nominees were elected as directors at the annual general and special meeting. A total of 37.22% of the company's common shares were represented. The resolution to appoint four directors was approved, along with the stock option plan. Crow & McKay LLP was appointed as the auditors. Additionally, a special resolution to change the company name to Decimus Oil Corp. was approved. For more information, refer to the Management Information Circular dated August 15, 2025. 10th Avenue Petroleum Corp. is a Canadian junior oil and gas exploration company focused on sustainable growth in Alberta. Stonegate updates coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation, NASDAQ HOFT, Q2 FY26. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Hooker Furniture Corporation for Q2 FY26. Despite revenues coming in below expectations, Hooker-branded net sales grew 1.3% year-over-year, while domestic upholstery remained flat. The company's consolidated gross margin of 20.5% showed stability due to cost savings and improved labor efficiency. Hoft is executing a cost reduction program targeting $25 million of annualized fixed cost savings by FY27. The company used strong operating cash flows to repay $16.5 million of debt YTD and ended the quarter with $821,000 in cash. With an order backlog of $51.2 million, Hoft is focused on navigating macro headwinds and positioning itself to return to profitability. New Pacific Metals Corp. TX. It looks forward to Bolivia presidential runoff, hoping for increased foreign investment support. Bolivia anticipates a shift towards pro-business policies with the upcoming presidential runoff, potentially opening doors for increased foreign investment, especially in the mining sector. New Pacific Metals Corp., holding two major undeveloped silver projects, sees this as an opportunity to capitalize on rising global silver demand. The country's vast mineral wealth has been largely untapped due to government barriers, but the changing political landscape post-election could signal a more investor-friendly environment. As the runoff approaches, New Pacific Metals looks forward to potential advancements in project development and increased support for foreign investment in Bolivia. ES Gold Corp., ESF, uses cutting-edge tech to unlock historic gold mines in Quebec and Colombia. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSE as ESAU and on the OTCQB as ESAUF, is utilizing cutting-edge technology to unlock historic gold mines in Quebec and Colombia. The company is reprocessing mine waste into scalable gold and silver production, with a recent PEA update for Quebec's Montauban project showing a clear path to production. ES Gold has also entered a binding memorandum to form a joint venture in Colombia for the development and reprocessing of gold and silver-bearing tailings. The updated PEA for the Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec confirms positive economics and a path to production, including low capex, high-margin tailings reprocessing, and infrastructure in place for near-term production. ES Gold benefits from over $20 million in tax loss carryforwards expected to offset taxable income during the initial 3 years of production. Spending cuts, job losses put U.S. oil production increases at risk. Thousands of workers in the American oil industry have lost their jobs as the industry works to reduce its expenditure due to dropping oil prices. This comes as OPEC and its allies strive to increase production to grow their market share, which was previously lost to the U.S. and other producers in the last couple of years. Just last week, OPEC Plus agreed to increase production from next month by 137,000 barrels daily. It would be interesting to hear how entities like Gensex Corp, OTCE, that conduct their oil and...
Defense news breaks. Red Cat Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ Widow System added to NATO procurement catalog. Red Cat Holdings, Inc., RCAT, announced that its subsidiary Teal Drones Black Widow System has been approved for inclusion in the NATO Support and Procurement Agency, NSPA, catalog. This approval allows NATO member nations and eligible partners to procure the system through NSPA-managed channels. The Black Widow system, designed for tactical ISR, perimeter security, and overwatch, features a Teledyne FLIR Hadron 640R EOIR camera, weighs under 3 pounds, and provides more than 45 minutes of endurance. The 3-year NSPA contract includes options for 2 additional years, streamlining acquisition for allied forces. For more information, visit Red Cat Holdings' website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.